Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast of the First Christian Church of Pittsfield. The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning, there is Sunday School Hour for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.
But thank you so much for welcoming us into your home. Again, to all of our mothers, happy Mother's Day. We really want to let you know how much we appreciate you. Thanks to those who took part in the National Day of Prayer. If you didn't get a chance to take part, because maybe, just maybe, you're like that little kiddo and that father, not knowing what day it was. This past week was National Day of Prayer, and those videos are posted. You can go to our church website, and we have links on the Facebook page so that you can take part. It's about a 42-minute time of prayer to pray about government and about family and about media and about all kinds of different things. So I encourage you to take that time and join together and pray. Even though that day is past, we can continue to do that in prayer. I hope that you would agree with me. We need prayer, not just for the pandemic. We need prayer in many, many, many ways. Today, we're going to talk about moms. And I know that's kind of out of the ordinary for me. Normally, I just don't follow the calendar a whole lot. But I was thinking about this, and there's an old story of a second grade teacher who was doing a lesson on magnets. And they brought a big magnet into her class, and she demonstrated and illustrated its uses. And then the next day, she decided to give a pop quiz. She says, "My name has six letters. The first one is M, and I pick things up. What am I?" And half the class said magnet, and the other half the class said mother. That's what we know. So to all of our moms, we do appreciate you. We want to celebrate you. I was probably more like that teenage boy who came in, and it was around dinner time, and he was very, very hungry, and he looked around, couldn't find his mom anywhere. Walked upstairs and found mom kind of laying in bed, didn't look like she felt too well. I said, "Mom, are you okay?" She said, "Yeah, I just don't really feel very well at all." And he said, "You know what, Mom? Please, 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 I don't want you to worry about dinner. I can pick you up and carry you to the kitchen." That's how a lot of us probably act from time. But the truth is, gang, we really appreciate our moms. We love our moms, and everyone's mom means something unique to them. But I want to offer a few thoughts today from the Word of God to help in our consideration of mothers as well as our mothers within the body of Christ. So let's go all the way back to the beginning of moms. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. And I've got a few points for us here today, a couple things for us to consider from the Word of God. And we're really going to press in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, and we're going to press into verse 27. Let's read together. "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" Okay? Then 27 is where I want to press into. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created..." What's the next word there, gang? "Them." So first of all, I want you to understand that God made male and female. Okay, he created male and female. It was not just males that were made in the image of God. Now, I know this might rub your rhubarb the wrong way, but I want you to know that God created male and female in his image. He created, Eugene Peterson, in his translation of scripture called The Message, again, now it's a very paraphrase, but I like a little bit of the nuance here that he kind of helps bring us out. He says, look, God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. Right here we said in verse 26, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens. So we can see that man is used as mankind and male and female in creation. So my first point of three quick points for us here today, I'm going to try to be brief with you as my Mother's Day gift to all of our moms. Who said amen? Only allowed 10 people in here. We can knock that down to three real quickly. First point. Mothers are made in the image of God. Now, when we think about God, again, I want you to understand a few things and just give me a little bit of leeway here today, because I don't want you to view, I don't want you to misview your mom, okay? I want you to understand that your mom is somebody who is created to bear the image of God and not to take her for granted. Now, a couple things that I know about God is that God is omniscient. Means, you know, it's a theological word meaning he has all knowledge. And I'd like to relate to you a couple things, because I realize that there were times that my mom knew things that no other person knew. There were times in my life that mom knew. I mean, too often we have this masculine image of God and we forget that there are some other images that the Bible uses to describe God that mothers reflect in our lives. That's not to say that they are perfect, but again, let's look at this. So moms are made of the image of God and they have an innate ability to know their children and their husbands. In fact, sometimes we're at our household and my middle child, Lainey, she's very, very funny, and sometimes her sense of humor just kind of writes right up to the edge. She's really, those of you who don't know Lainey very well, she's so quiet, and you know, she's really shy and stuff, but when you get to know Lainey, she is an absolute stitch. And sometimes she says things that just kind of go right up to the, I love that about her, but sometimes she'll be talking, and she'll start, and you could tell she's getting ready to go in one of her comedy routines, and mom will just be like, she knows what she's going to say, and she'll just give her that look. Just kind of, the sad thing is she's done that to me too. So not just moms, but moms know what their husbands are going to do. They have that innate ability. Moms know what you're thinking, and sometimes correct you before you even have a chance to do something wrong. I remember a time that I was heading out, for Halloween was a really big thing when I was a little kiddo. And as soon as we were able to get up and go trick or treating, one time I got ready to go out. And as I was headed out the door, my mom said, "Don't egg houses." I don't know how she knew that. You know, I hadn't gone necessarily, my friends had, okay, it wasn't me, it was my friends. But I remember she would always say, "I don't want you to soap houses, I don't want you to teepee." We didn't even have a chance to do, it's like she knew us. Somehow she knew that we were up to no good. Does anybody have a mom who ever knew that you were up to no good? And could even say, hey, my mom, the other thing that she would do, when I was very, very little, we would go, on Easter, we'd visit my grandma. And then we'd get ready to head outside. And as we head out, she would say this. "All right, you can go outside and play, but don't get in the mud in your good clothes." I guarantee you that was the first thing going through my mind, was I wanted to climb through stuff and I wasn't even thinking about it. Moms know, gang. There are so many things that your moms know. Multiple times in Scripture, we see this about Jesus, okay? Luke 5:22. When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, "Why do you question in your hearts?" I got a question for everybody here today. Has your mom ever known what you were thinking before you said anything? I mean, and now I have to have a true confession. As a father, I don't possess that gift to the same level as my wife. Okay? And I know sometimes I know something, but most of the time, my wife will come up to me and she'll say, "Do you know what your child or your daughter's thinking or your son's thinking?" And I'm like, "No." And there's a reason, because I don't. And yet she'll tell me, and I'm like, "How did you get that from this or that? How did you know this?" And there's a reason. There's a reason that she has that. Because they have this innate ability to know their children. I believe that God put that inside of moms. You know, Jesus multiple times throughout Scripture says, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he said blank. And I think that was the same. And in my life, both my own mother and people whom God has put in my life as mothers have often come to me and said, "Don't even think about blah, blah, blah." I mean, the Joyce Lemons, sometimes. Michael Ten Eyck, don't you be thinking about carrying that. You have a bad back. Why? Because I was thinking about care. I hadn't told that to anybody else, but as a mom in my life, she knew that. Helen Earls, she said, Michael Ten Eyck, don't you dare get on that roof. Why? Because I was thinking of getting on the roof. I hadn't told. She knew. Why? Because moms know. And you know, that's kind of a beautiful illustration of God, because God knows. Whatever you think's going on and you think that God doesn't know, I want you to know that God does know. God knows. And it means something. The Bible uses mother in many ways to describe some attributes of God. Think about Isaiah chapter 42, verse 14, where God is described. Now, how does this sound as a masculine description? As a woman in labor. Does that sound real masculine to you? And yet in Isaiah 42, 14, God is described as a woman in labor and as having childbirth pangs to his people. In Deuteronomy 32, 18, he's compared to a nursing mother in Isaiah 49, 15. and a mother teaching her child to walk in Hosea. Hosea has several of them. Hosea also describes God as a mother bear whose cubs have been taken away. How do you think that is? Well, that'd be a fun experiment sometime. Just go take a cub from a bear and see what's going to happen. Not pretty. You know what? That's how God is. God uses, we are given that terminology to understand. Moms help us understand God. They were created, they were put in our lives for that way. As a mother eagle is caring for a young, that's what Deuteronomy says about God. There's like a mother eagle caring for her young in Deuteronomy 32, 11 and 12. And Jesus himself in Luke 15, 8 through 10 likens God to a mother who is searching for a lost coin, cleaning her house. So mothers are made in the image of God because moms know and moms care. Now, I'm not at all saying that mothers are omniscient. I'm not saying that. Please don't take it too far. But I'm saying this. There's just something about how God created them that they're unique and they help us understand God. In fact, in Matthew 23, 37, okay, listen to this. Matthew 23, 37. Jesus says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not." In other words, just like a mom is so much wanting to protect her children, and sometimes her children don't really want to be protected. I know for me, I was a knucklehead many times in my life. There were things that my mom, I'm sure, wanted me to do, and things that probably my mom wanted to do for me that we weren't able to happen. And I know that there's a lot of really, really good moms whose children sometimes make some very, very boneheaded decisions. And yet they care and they want to, and I kind of relate to them as just like Jesus saying, look, I want to protect, I want to do these things. How many of you have ever been taken care of by your mom? How many of you have ever been scared or anxious or nervous and your mother, knowing and discerning your fear, drew near and gave you comfort, care, and peace? And I want you to know today that just as there is peace in the embrace of your mother, there is peace in the embrace of God. Consider this image of God as a mother hen. Moms bear the image of God to us in knowing and in caring. Isaiah chapter 66, 13. I love this verse. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. Why does God use this imagery? Because there's something wonderful there. Moms are special. Moms are great. God definitely uses mom, and there is a special calling on moms to show us the love of God. Not that fathers are not called to do this as well, but we all too often minimize the contribution of spiritual care that's brought to us by those special instruments of God that we call moms. Psalm 68:6 says, God settles the solitary in a home. And here's the next thing that I really want to tell you today. For those of us who didn't have a mom in our lives, or maybe they were gone too early from our lives due to death or abandonment, or our mothers were afflicted with issues or illnesses that hindered their contribution in our lives, God still has you covered. Psalm 68, again, I've learned that valuable principle. I am a child of that. My mom was both afflicted with health issues and with chaos and with other issues in her life that ultimately caused her to die young. And I would be lying to you if I didn't disclose to you that it has brought pain in my life and sometimes hindered my concept of God as a caring, steadfast figure. But I've learned the truth of Psalm 68, that God has, in fact, not only been a father to the fatherless, but taken and put the solitary in families. God has put moms in my life when my mom was not able. Sometimes He used my sisters. Sometimes He's used people in the church. Sometimes He's used many other people. Now, I'm not saying that God is not a father. Do not send me an email or some complaint that I'm not trying to do. I'm not trying to push a weird theology on you. I'm trying to say this. Appreciate you, Mom. I'm saying that there are many attributes that we assign to mothers that God uses in Scripture to describe Himself and His care for us. Which brings me to my second point. Jesus honored His mother. Jesus entreated His earthly mother with honor. Now, as a child, Jesus had the first home alone moment. Okay, they went to Jerusalem as their custom was each year, and the family was traveling back, and they assumed that Jesus was with one of the other relatives. Okay, and so as they're coming back, they get midway in the journey, and they're looking around. Hey, is Jesus with you? No, is Jesus with you? Jesus, and they kind of have that Kevin moment. Okay, and so they head back and they find Jesus in the temple, and He's instructing, and it's almost like He almost gets a mild scolding in some way. He asks a question, why have you treated us so? Why didn't you tell us? And Jesus responds, I must be in my Father's house. And look where He picked it up. And Jesus submitted Himself. He says, He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. Newsflash, the Son of God was submissive to His mama. And His mother treasured up these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and favor with God and with man. Don't be a jerk to your mama. Don't. Okay, understand. And I get, not all moms are perfect. I'm not trying to excuse bad behavior or poor behavior or afflictions. I'm trying to say this. There are some wonderful lessons. Jesus honored His mother. And in doing so, He was fulfilling the law. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. One of the 10 commands. Think about this. We're talking about murder. Maybe that actually is wise, because there are some people, there are some moms I know who, if you disrespected them, maybe that murder command would kick in. But what they say is this: honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. There's something wonderful and something beautiful about this fact that Jesus was fulfilling the law. And in fact, a cool thing you realize is this: that Jesus, after He goes back and submits Himself to His mom, He doesn't even do a miracle until we see the wedding at Cana, and He's sitting there, and they run out of wine, and they go to Mary. And Mary's like, hey, do what He says. And Jesus' response is something like, what have I to do? In other words, look, I'm submitting myself to you. She's like, look, come on, fix the problem. Then Jesus does His miracle. Matthew 15:4. For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles his father or mother must surely die. That's pretty intense. You see, Jesus respected, He honored His mom. In fact, at the very beginning of His life He was, and now all the way at the end, in John 19:26, we see Jesus on the cross. He's tying up things. He's bearing the sins of all mankind. You know what Jesus does on the cross? Woman, talking to His mom. Behold your son. John, behold your mother. And he was taking care of this. You see, for our mothers today, I want to thank you, and I also want to encourage you that not only do you have a calling to serve your family's physical and emotional needs, but you also have a calling to raise, a calling from God to raise those whom God has entrusted to you. Now, 1 Timothy, a fantastic portion of scripture here. We see that the apostle Paul is reflecting this as he's mentoring Timothy, and he writes this fantastic letter, and he says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith that dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. In other words, moms have done a great thing. God has called you to nurture, to love, and to instruct your children. And know this, moms, you have a special anointing from God to instill a faith in God to your kids. One of my favorite images of my wife is times that I would come in and she would be putting the kids to bed and she'd be singing them lullabies, or she'd be reading scripture, she'd be praying with them or for them. That's one of something in that has just been a blessing. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8 or 9 gives instruction. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your what's the next word? Your mother's teaching. For they are graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. Proverbs 22, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Now, sometimes I'm going to talk to the moms in the room whose kids sometimes haven't responded or haven't responded yet. Sometimes it takes a while. Don't lose heart. Keep praying. Abraham Lincoln said this, I remember my mother's prayers and have always I remember my mother's prayers and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life. Abraham Lincoln's wise enough to understand that. So this brings me to my final point here today. If Jesus honored his mother, which we've shown he did, we should honor our mothers as well. Because God has commanded us, as we just read in the Ten Commandments, God has commanded us, and then we've seen that Jesus has modeled it for us, and the great news is you're not alone to fulfill that. The Holy Spirit empowers us to do that. Now, if you're sitting here today, and you're saying, okay, look, I get that. Maybe you've done a great job honoring your mom. Well, then fantastic. I want you to be encouraged. Maybe you're a mom and you feel like, wow, I've kind of struggled. You know what? There's always time to try to get it together. And maybe you're someone who's had a really rocky relationship with your mom. I've got some advice for you. Recognize and appreciate what the moms in your life have done for you. And then pray for them and pray for your mom, because I want you to know you weren't perfect. I wasn't perfect. I guarantee you this. My mom, you've always known. I have myself, and then you know, I'm the youngest, because once they figured it out, then they didn't need to have any more. I have two sisters, Jezebel and no, I'm just teasing. My two older sisters. I'm just teasing Aunt Gretchen. But I have. We're all unique. We're all unique, and some of us challenge our moms, and some of us were really, I was not a choir boy. I have to admit, I was not a choir boy. And what I have to understand is there are really interesting relationships that go. So it's never too late. And if you had a rough relationship with your mom, if you look back and you're like, man, it was just, we were just oil and water. We just couldn't make it work. Or maybe your mom had some real, maybe she struggled with alcohol, or she struggled with drugs. Maybe she had some emotional issues or relational issues, and she wasn't able to model things the way that you felt. And maybe, in fact, there were decisions that were made that were maybe intentional or even unintentional that you feel harmed you, and you carried that thing around. Here's what I want to tell you today. None of us had perfect moms, okay? You weren't perfect either. But if you've had some mom issues, do not sweep them under the rug. Do some spring cleaning and free yourself from those chains by this, doing what Scripture tells us, forgive and release. Forgive them. Be thankful for how you have been blessed by your mom rather than resentful for any lack that you may have. It really, really is. Jezebel here. My sister Gretchen just said Jezebel here. I'm just teasing Gretchen, and my sister Gretchen's a great mom to her daughter. Now her mom's going to be a mom for the second time, and we just want to say praise God for them. So, and pray for my sister. My sister, she had to have me in the household for a short amount of time, so that was hard on her. Acknowledge, the other thing I want to encourage you to do, so you can be free from those chains. Don't sweep them under the rug. I always tell people in counseling, when you sweep things under the rug, eventually you can't open the door. You can be free from those things. Your mom was not, your mom was a child too, and what I have found, my mom wasn't a perfect mom. I love her. And she was a child too. As I look back and some of the things that my mom struggled with, it's not hard to find where they came from. And you can break that cycle through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can release, offer forgiveness, and walk in the freedom, knowing this, Psalm 68, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. See, the Holy Spirit empowers us. Acknowledge those whom God has put into your life to be a mom. And let me leave you with this, what Scripture says. And worship team, you can go ahead and come back up. An excellent wife, who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. I'm blessed to have many moms in my life. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms who have been there for me. I want to say happy Mother's Day in heaven to my mom. And I appreciate what she did, and I appreciate all of the struggles that she went through. And I just want to say God bless her. Happy Mother's Day to my sister. Happy Mother's Day to my wife. Happy Mother's Day to my niece. Happy Puppy Mother's Day to my other sister. I mean, there's some amazing things. Here's the deal. Proverbs 31:26 lets us know a powerful thing about moms. She opens her mouth with wisdom in the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and she praises her. he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. Would you pray for me? Pray for me. Would you pray with me as we thank God for all of our moms and all of the impact that they've had in our lives? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your great love that you use moms as illustrations for us. Lord, I pray a special blessing on Moms Day. I pray, God, for those who necessarily aren't moms of their own children, but God, you have used them like Psalm 68 to pour into others. I thank you, God, for those women who have been motherly and you've used in that position to instruct and bring others. I pray a special Mother's Day blessing on them as well, as some of them look out for their other siblings and they look out for other people within the church and they give in many ways. I pray, God, a special blessing on those who desire to be mothers. Lord, I just pray that you would anoint them. I pray, God, that you would even be preparing them for that task. Lord, I pray for those of us who have come through interesting pathways. God, empower us to let go of the past and embrace the future. And Lord, we just want to thank you and bless all of those who've been moms in our lives. And we do so in Jesus' name. And all God's children said, amen. God bless you, my church family. I'm going to turn it.
The First Christian Church of Pittsfield is committed to reach, teach, and empower people with the life-changing message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The First Christian Church is located at 225 North Memorial Street in Pittsfield. Our phone number is area code 217-285-4129. Our service times are Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. in the sanctuary. Every Sunday morning there is Sunday school offered for all ages at 9:15. For more information or service times, you can visit our website at www.fccpittsfield.org or just simply contact the church office. Thank you for joining us this morning, and may God bless you.